Okay, so let's dive in and imagine this.
Okay.
You need to turn off your hot water.
Right.
Maybe there's a leak, or maybe you're finally, tackling that bathroom renovation you've been putting off.
Yeah.
Or hey, maybe you're just heading off on vacation. Whatever the reason,
Yeah.
it's one of those like essential homeowner skills that can feel a little bit intimidating, right?
Yeah,
But
absolutely. Especially if you've never done it before.
right?
Yeah.
But don't worry, because this deep dive is going to equip you with the knowledge to tackle this like a pro.
Yeah.
We've got an awesome guide from the experts at Plumbers Tweed Heads.
Oh, right.
And we're going to extract those key insights
Okay.
to make you feel totally
That feels
confident.
good.
You know,
Yeah.
what's interesting is that knowing how to turn off your hot water, it's more than just like a practical skill.
Yeah.
It's about like
It is.
understanding your house better.
Absolutely.
And, when you know how to control these systems, yeah, it
Yeah.
can help prevent bigger issues down the line.
Right.
And it could even save you some money.
And some stress.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So before we even think about like touching any valves, let's talk safety.
Right.
What are the non-negotiables here?
Well, safety is absolutely paramount, especially when you're dealing with water and potentially gas or electricity.
Right.
The guide emphasizes a few key things.
Okay.
Protective gloves and safety goggles are a must,
Right.
okay?
Got it.
Make sure your work area around the hot water system is dry and clear of any clutter.
Okay.
And this is critical.
Okay.
If you smell gas at any point, stop immediately,
Right.
leave the area,
Yeah.
and call a professional.
Got it.
No DIY heroics when it comes to gas.
Okay, safety gear on
Yeah.
gas awareness dialed up to 11.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good.
Now,
All
let's
righty.
locate our hot water system.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's not always as obvious as you might think.
You'd be surprised how many people don't actually know where theirs is.
Really?
Yeah, it really depends on your house, but
Okay.
common spots are outside. Tucked away in the laundry room,
Okay.
hiding in a cupboard, or even under the stairs.
So it's a bit of a hide and seek champion sometimes.
It can be, and the location can actually give you a clue about the type of system you have.
Oh, interesting.
So if you find it under the stairs, chances are it's an electric or gas model. If you see panels on your roof, that points to a solar setup.
Ah, so the house is giving us hints
Yeah,
right from the start. Makes
exactly.
sense because
Yeah.
different systems mean different shutoff procedures,
Precisely.
right?
Understanding your system type is like knowing the language your house speaks.
Right, I like that.
Let's start with electric hot water systems,
Okay.
which are pretty common.
All right, so electric hot water system located.
Okay.
What's that first move?
First move, find your home's electrical panel.
Okay.
It's usually in a utility room, basement, or garage. Look for the circuit breaker labeled water heater or hot water.
Okay.
Flipping that off cuts the power to the system,
Got it.
which is crucial for safety.
Power down.
Yep.
What's next?
Next, locate the water inlet valve,
Okay.
usually near the top of the heater. Turn it clockwise to close it completely, just like shutting off a tap.
Right.
This stops any more water from entering the tank.
So we've isolated the
Yeah.
system, no power, no water flowing in.
That's right.
What if we need to completely drain the tank
Okay.
for like maintenance or something?
Good question.
Yeah.
Draining isn't always necessary
Okay.
just to turn off the water.
Right.
It's mainly for specific maintenance tasks, or if you're worried about water freezing in the pipes during really cold weather.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if you do need to drain it,
Okay.
connect a hose to the drain valve at the bottom of the tank and direct it to a suitable drain-in area,
Okay.
a floor drain or outside,
Right.
and make sure that hose is secure.
Yeah.
You don't want any surprise waterworks.
Right. No impromptu fountains.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's electric systems
We're
covered.
right.
What about gas hot water systems?
Okay.
I'm guessing safety is even more important here.
Absolutely. Gas systems require extra caution.
All right.
First, locate the gas shutoff valve,
Okay.
usually near the bottom of the tank. To cut off the gas supply, rotate the valve 90 degrees to the off position
Okay.
and double check it's fully off.
Got it. Gas is off.
Yep.
Is next step the same as with electric,
It is.
shutting off the water inlet?
Exactly. The water inlet valve needs to be closed completely, just
Okay.
like we did before. Now, if your system has a standing pilot light,
Right.
you'll need to extinguish it.
Okay.
Your manufacturer's instructions will have the safest way to do this,
Okay.
but it's usually a simple button or lever.
So we've isolated the system,
Yep.
cut off the gas, and dealt with the pilot light.
Correct.
Feeling pretty confident about gas systems now.
Good.
What about solar hot water systems?
Okay.
Are these a totally different beast?
They do have their own quirks.
Okay.
If your solar system has an electric booster, start by turning it off at the circuit breaker.
Okay.
Just like with a standard electric system.
Right.
Then you'll need to find the isolation valve.
All right.
Which is usually on the roof near the storage tank.
Rooftop existers.
It can be.
What does this isolation valve do?
It's a special valve designed to separate the solar hot water system from the rest of your plumbing.
Right.
To shut off the water supply, simply turn it to the off position.
Okay.
And that's not for solar.
So we've tackled electric, gas, and even solar.
We have.
Feeling like we've covered a lot of ground.
That's great.
But what about when things don't go quite as planned?
Okay.
Our guide mentions some troubleshooting tips.
Yeah.
What are some common hiccups we might encounter?
Troubleshooting is a valuable skill in any DIY project.
Right.
Let's say you come across a stuck valve.
Okay.
Those can be tricky.
Okay, stuck valve situation.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there before.
Mm-hmm.
What's the trick to tackling those?
Well,
without causing more harm.
The golden rule is to never force it.
Okay.
Instead, try applying some penetrating oil like WD-40 and gently try to loosen the valve with a wrench.
Okay.
Patience is key here.
Right.
If it's still stuck after a little TLC, it's best to call a professional.
Right.
And avoid any further damage.
Sometimes knowing when to call in the experts is just as important as knowing how to DIY.
Absolutely.
What about leaks?
Okay.
Those can be pretty stressful.
Absolutely. The first thing is to contain the situation.
Right.
Grab a bucket or towels to catch the water.
Okay.
Then it's time to call a plumber.
Right.
Leaks are definitely best left to the pros.
So contain and call for backup.
Exactly.
Got it.
Good.
It feels like we've covered a lot already.
We have.
But I'm guessing there's still more to learn about hot water systems.
There's always more to discover.
Oh, good.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore those situations where calling a professional is a must.
All right.
We'll also delve into some additional safety considerations and answer any burning questions we might have.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of hot water systems.
Okay.
You know, it's funny how something we use every single day can still feel a bit like a mystery.
Right.
Lurking in the depths of our homes.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on in there?
Yeah, it's a little intimidating sometimes.
But that's what makes these deep dives so fun.
Right.
We get to demystify
these
everyday things and give you the knowledge to feel more in control.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And speaking of control,
earlier
we touched on the importance of knowing when to call in a professional.
Right.
Like when to wave that white flag and say, I need help.
Mm.
Let's dive a bit deeper into that.
Sure.
Well, what are some of those like red flags that tell us it's time to step back and let the experts take over?
Oh, you're right. There's a fine line between confident DIY and knowing when to call in the reinforcements.
Right.
And when it comes to plumbing, sometimes it's best to leave it to the pros.
Yeah.
So for example, if you're feeling unsure about any step of the process,
okay,
don't hesitate to call a plumber.
Right.
It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
And a little professional guidance can go a long way.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
No shame in calling for backup.
Nope.
Especially when we're dealing with something as important as our plumbing.
Right.
What about gas systems?
Okay.
Those seem like they come with an extra level of caution.
Absolutely. With gas systems, safety is paramount.
Right.
So if you smell gas at any point, that's an immediate red flag.
Right.
Evacuate the area and call a qualified gas plumber right away.
Right.
Don't try to fix it yourself. It's just not worth the risk.
When it comes to gas leaks, we leave it to the experts. No questions asked.
Exactly.
What about other situations?
Okay.
Where we should be reaching for the plumber's number?
Well, significant leaks are a big one.
Okay.
If you've got a leak that you can't contain or that seems to be causing damage, it's time to call a professional.
Right.
They have the expertise and the tools to assess the situation and make the necessary repairs safely and effectively.
So big leaks, gas smells, or any time we're feeling uncertain.
Right.
Those are the times to call in the pros.
Yeah.
Good to have those guidelines in mind.
Good. Okay. All right.
Our guide from Plumbers Tweed Heads really emphasized wearing protective gear like gloves and safety goggles. I have to admit, sometimes that feels a bit like overkill.
I know.
For something as simple as turning off the water.
Right.
Is it really necessary?
Trust me, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Okay.
You never know what you might encounter when working with plumbing.
Right.
There could be sharp edges, rusty pipes, or even unexpected splashes of water.
Okay, now those goggles are starting to make a lot more sense.
Right.
It's not just about looking cool.
It's
about protecting ourselves.
About safety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And gloves are important too. You know, they protect your hands from dirt, grime, and potentially harmful substances.
Right.
It's all about minimizing risk and staying protected.
Absolutely.
Right. Better safe than sorry.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure our listeners have tons of questions.
Okay.
About hot water systems.
Yeah.
What are some of the most common ones you get asked?
I love this part.
Yeah.
It's always fascinating to hear what people are curious about.
Mm-hmm.
One question that comes up a lot is,
okay,
what if I accidentally turn off the wrong valve?
Oh.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
Especially if you have multiple valves in your plumbing system.
Oh, I can definitely see that happening. It's like a plumbing puzzle down there sometimes.
It can be.
What's the best way to avoid that kind of mix-up?
Labeling is your best friend.
Okay.
Use a permanent marker or those handy little tags you can find at hardware stores to clearly label each valve.
Okay.
That way there's no confusion about what's what.
Labeling is a lifesaver.
It is.
I need to do more of that in my own house.
Yeah, me too.
What about another common question?
Okay.
What if the water doesn't completely shut off?
Okay.
After I close the valve.
That's a good one. If the water keeps flowing, it usually indicates a problem with the valve itself.
Okay.
It might be worn out, corroded,
right,
or simply not closing tightly enough.
Yeah.
In most cases, you'll need to replace the valve.
Okay.
And that's definitely a job for a professional plumber.
Okay. So leaky valve means it's time to call in the experts.
Pretty much.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, I've definitely heard some strange noises
coming
from my hot water system before.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something to be worried about?
Strange noises can definitely be a warning sign.
Okay.
And they shouldn't be ignored.
Right.
They could indicate a range of issues from sediment buildup to failing components.
Yeah.
If you hear anything out of the ordinary, the best course of action is to call a qualified plumber to inspect the system.
Right.
They can diagnose the problem and recommend the necessary repairs or maintenance.
It's amazing how many potential problems can be avoided.
It really is.
Just by paying attention and getting things checked out regularly.
Preventative care is so important when it comes to plumbing.
Speaking of preventative care, one last question that comes to mind is how often should I be flushing my hot water tank?
Okay.
Is that something we need to be doing regularly?
It's an essential part of hot water system maintenance.
Okay.
Flushing your tank annually is a great way to remove sediment buildup and ensure optimal efficiency.
So it's like a yearly spa treatment.
Exact.
For our hot water system.
And just like a spa treatment, it leaves your system feeling refreshed and rejuvenated.
I love it.
Ready to tackle another year.
All right. I'm feeling pretty confident.
Good.
About my hot water system knowledge now.
Great.
We've covered when to call the professional.
Yeah.
Delved into some additional safety considerations.
Uh-huh.
And even tackled some common questions.
We did.
But I'm guessing there's still more to explore.
There is.
When it comes to keeping these systems running smoothly.
You're right, there is.
Right.
In the final part of our deep dive, we'll focus on the ins and outs of hot water system maintenance.
Right.
We'll talk about those essential tasks that can extend the life of your system and prevent those dreaded plumbing emergencies.
Sounds like we're going to be armed with even more knowledge.
There will be.
To keep those hot showers flowing.
Exactly.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive of the hot water systems.
Okay.
Like, we've learned how to drive our hot water system, you know?
Yeah.
But now we need to figure out
how
to keep it running smoothly for the long haul.
Exactly. Think of it this way. We've covered those emergency maneuvers, like turning off the water supply and troubleshooting.
Right.
But now it's time to master preventative maintenance.
Okay.
It's like taking your car in for a tune-up.
So preventative maintenance for our hot water system.
Right.
What's the first thing we should be focusing on?
Well, one of the most important tasks is flushing the tank.
Okay.
This is like giving your hot water system a deep clean. Removing all that sediment and mineral buildup that accumulates over time.
So it's like a detox for our hot water system.
Exactly.
Why is that so important?
Well, imagine trying to heat water through a layer of gunk.
Yeah.
It's not very efficient, right?
No.
That sediment acts as an insulator.
Okay.
Forcing your system to work harder and use more energy to heat the water.
Oh, so flushing not only improves efficiency, but could actually save us money.
Exactly.
On our energy bills.
Plus, it helps prevent corrosion.
Okay.
Which can significantly extend the life of your tank.
Right.
It's a win-win situation.
Okay, sign me up for that. So how often should we be performing this flushing ritual?
The general recommendation is to flush your tank annually.
Okay.
Now, the exact process might vary a bit depending on your specific system.
Right.
So it's always a good idea to consult your manufacturer's instructions.
Okay.
Or even call a plumber for guidance if you're not sure.
Got an annual tank flush check.
Good.
What's next on our maintenance checklist?
Next up, we need to give some attention to the pressure relief valve.
Okay.
This little guy plays a big role in keeping your hot water system safe.
Okay, remind me what the pressure relief valve does again.
Sure. It's a safety device that releases excess pressure from the tank.
Right.
Preventing dangerous buildups.
Okay.
That could lead to explosions or leaks.
Okay, that definitely sounds like something we want to keep in good working order.
Yeah.
How do we make sure it's doing its job properly?
You should test the valve every 6 months.
Okay.
By simply lifting the lever or handle for a few seconds, you should see a burst of water come out of the discharge pipe.
So if water comes out, we're good to go.
Exactly. And if not?
If no water comes out, or if the valve leaks continuously,
okay,
it's a sign that it needs to be replaced.
Got it. Pressure relief valve test twice a year. Easy enough.
Easy peasy.
What else should we be keeping an eye on?
Don't forget about those visible pipes and connections.
Okay.
They deserve a regular checkup too.
What should we be looking for when we're inspecting those?
Keep an eye out for any signs of wear and tear.
Okay.
Like rust corrosion or leaks.
Right.
Catching these issues early can prevent them from turning into much bigger problems down the line. So it's like a mini plumbing inspection that we can do ourselves.
Exactly. And if you notice anything that looks suspicious, don't hesitate to call a plumber.
Right.
It's always better to address small issues before they escalate into major headaches.
A stitch in time saves nine, as they say.
Exactly.
Now we can't forget about our gas-powered friends.
Right.
Any specific maintenance tips for gas hot water systems?
Yes, for gas systems.
Okay.
It's recommended to have a professional check the burner and flue annually.
Right.
This ensures that the gas is burning efficiently and safely.
Okay.
And that there's no dangerous carbon monoxide buildup.
Safety first.
Always.
So annual professional checkup for gas systems, noted.
Yep.
Anything else we should be doing?
You know,
on a regular basis to keep our hot water system happy.
Something that often gets overlooked is simply being mindful of your hot water usage.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, things like fixing leaky faucets, taking shorter showers, and only running the dishwasher when it's full can actually make a big difference in the long run. Yeah. Not only does it help conserve water, but it also reduces the strain on your hot water system, helping it last longer.
So being mindful of our consumption is like a little act of kindness for our plumbing.
Yeah.
It all ties back to that preventative maintenance mindset.
Yeah, yeah. Every little bit helps.
We've learned how to safely turn off the water supply, troubleshoot common issues, and now we've even got a maintenance plan in place.
That's right.
I have to say, I'm feeling a lot more confident about dealing with my hot water system now.
That's great to hear.
And you know what? I think this knowledge can empower us to be more proactive homeowners in general.
Absolutely.
It's not just about avoiding plumbing emergencies.
No.
It's about understanding how these systems work.
Right.
And taking steps to care for them.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
It's about taking ownership of our homes and feeling confident in our ability to maintain them.
Exactly. So to our listeners out there,
we
hope this deep dive has given you the knowledge and the confidence to tackle your hot water system head on.
Absolutely.
Remember, a little bit of preventative care goes a long way.
It does.
And knowing how to handle those plumbing basics can save you time, money, and a whole lot of stress.
And remember, you're not alone in this. If you ever encounter a situation that feels beyond your comfort zone, don't hesitate to call a professional plumber.
Yeah.
They're the true hot water heroes.
Right.
Ready to tackle any plumbing challenge.
Couldn't agree more so. Until next time.
Bye.
Stay curious, stay informed, and keep those hot showers flowing.
Sounds good.